Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. This is episode 93, and we're going to talk all about your passion and your purpose. What's the difference between the two? Why the heck don't I know what my passion is or what my purpose is, and how can I figure it out? All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
What do you think of when you think of passion?
I think of books that I've read, and I think of myself like 5 years ago, or probably like one year ago, of just chasing this idea of following your purpose and discovering your passion, or discovering both, basically. What about you?
When I think of passion, I think of like fire and like just motivated and like go, 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 and so excited. And that word passionate, I think it gets thrown around a lot, and it's almost like a buzzword.
Yeah. And you saying that makes me think of like how when I think of passion, I think of like making an impact, like making a difference in the world. And like, in when you think about that, it has to be like huge, when really it doesn't have to be huge.
So today we wanted to break down, kind of really understand the differences between the two, because I know both of us have been in those situations where we just feel like, what am I doing? Like, is this the right thing? Like, why do I have to keep searching? And it's exhausting and it's frustrating. And I think there's so much pressure about when you're young and figuring out your career and your life, like, what is my passion? What am I going to do with my life?
Yeah, I think that this is totally a generational thing. Like, we're so obsessed with this idea of only having a career in your purpose, only, you know, everything that we do has to have make sense. It has to have purpose behind it. And I love it, but it's also like, I ask myself at times, like, am I too consumed with this? But let's just start by really redefining what passion and what purpose, like, what's the difference between these two? What do they mean?
Passion is really just another word for your interest. What is it that you're super interested about right now? So maybe that is, you know, in our case, has been fitness. Maybe you just ran a marathon. So maybe more specifically, you're really passionate about running. Or maybe you just passed a big test, and so you're really passionate about helping others pass this specific test.
Yeah, or you're just became a mom, and so you're really passionate about being a new mom. Like, it's like season of life generally, and that topic that you're passionate about it, because that's what is kind of driving you nowadays. So it doesn't necessarily have to be this like huge amazing thing. It's just where your interest is, and therefore it will change.
Okay, so what's purpose then?
So your purpose is using your gifts and your knowledge and your story, your past, everything that you've kind of gathered up until now, using that to, in my opinion, I think this is a kind of opinionated, but in my opinion, to use it to make a better world, to use it to help others, to serve.
I almost think of your passion is the noun or the thing, and then your purpose is the verb. Like, what are you doing with that thing? Like what action are you taking based on what it is you're passionate about?
Yeah, a good example of this for me is that I have been always passionate about body image. So if I am really, I like to talk. That's why we have a podcast. I think one of my skills is talking, maybe, maybe not. And if I'm passionate about body image, then I should talk about body image. I think that's like the best, like simplest way. But then that might change. I might not be so interested in that in a couple of years. And so then I'll talk about something else.
And I think that's where the pressure comes from at our age, is when we get so attached to this one passion where we feel like it almost becomes our identity, to the point where when we stop being so interested or so passionate about it, you know, we learn about something else, or, you know, we discover knitting, you know, or something else that just consumes more of your interest. We almost feel like we have to break up. Or like, how do I make that transition? But I'm so passionate about this. Like, what do I do?
Right. And I just explained in like one of our last episodes that I just left coaching. I'm not teaching group fitness anymore. And it was really hard for me because it was part of my identity was fitness. And it's not that I'm not passionate about fitness anymore. It's just that I'm passionate about other stuff and I want to explore those things. But definitely it's hard to let yourself change because of the identity piece and because it's like you've worked hard to be known for that. And so then if you're starting over, I think sometimes we think that we're like confusing people.
Right. And then there's that pressure of, well, if I'm not coaching right now, that means I'm never going to coach again. I'm never going to have anything to do with fitness again. So that's stressful, but that's a lie that we tell ourselves. So I think one of the biggest pieces to take away is that if you're struggling to find what you're passionate about, take off that stress because it can change. It will change. So give yourself permission to let that passion just change and evolve. Like, that's okay.
Yeah. And I think if you're sitting here thinking, yeah, but what am I passionate about? What is my purpose? I think if you can just sit there and think of the simplest way that you can help someone else, if you can help others, however that is, some knowledge you have, some experience that you've been through, there's some way that you can help someone. And if you can link that with your passion, then that's where the magic happens.
For me, when I think about what am I passionate about, I just think about what do I get excited about? Like we talked earlier about getting fired up and motivated about something. Like what fires you up or motivates you right now? Like start there. Start with writing a list of all the things that get you super excited. After you've written down what you're passionate about or what excites you, make a separate list. What is it about just life, like life moments that make you feel good? So for example, like, what is it about teaching that fitness class that makes you feel so good?
Or what is it about teaching a large group of people? Like, I know you, Katie, like you like to be up in front and like presenting, or that was like a huge goal for you. And it's like, how can you tie what you are passionate about with something that you love to do? So speaking in front of a large group of people about something you're passionate about, that you literally just did that a couple days ago. And I'm sure like that was a huge moment for you, right?
Definitely, because my purpose is my way of how I serve other people. So in that moment, you know, my purpose was to educate and to teach. So I can do that whether I teach a fitness class, like that gives me purpose, but also standing in front of people and just talking and educating, because again, that I'm teaching. So that can also give me purpose, even though it's not necessarily always my passion, right? I'm not as passionate about wearing business clothes, you know, and standing in front of people, but it allows me to fulfill my purpose. So it still gives me meaning.
Yeah. And I think honestly, when you say that, it brings me back to me coaching. And I think that I was having a disconnect because I love connecting with people one-on-one with fitness, but my coaching started to become less personal and more about the group and needing to perform. And this was me, but it was also some of the feedback I was getting of that I needed to be like performing more. And I didn't like that. I didn't want to be like up on stage performing. I wanted to be connecting with people. So like you said, I get purpose in connection, one-on-one or small group connection.
I think another one of the really key points to figuring out what your purpose is like, how can you connect it to your past? Like, I think it should have meaning. Like, there should be something tied to it. Like, well, why is it that you want to, like Lauren, why do you want to connect with people one-on-one?
I don't know if this is connected to my past or not, but I've learned that we make judgments. I make judgments about people that I don't know. And so if I can like just connect with someone one-on-one, I'm always surprised. I'm always like humbled that they're just a regular person. And whether or not they're like a 40-year-old man or a 20-year-old woman, it's like I can connect with them about something. And so that's what I love about it, is that being surprised that we're all human beings. And yeah.
And maybe we could even think further to that. I mean, maybe this is in your subconscious, but maybe there was one point in time, whether it was like a class or just a social situation, where someone in a large group connected with you one-on-one. And so maybe that's part of something that you think of how that made you feel. And part of your purpose is helping other people feel that same way that you felt. So included, part of something bigger, and like you matter.
Yeah, definitely. I could definitely see that being connected to my past now that because I was the new girl. So I was always trying to fit in. I was always trying to like be someone that someone wanted to be around. And I carry that 100% into who I am today. I know that. I see it all the time. And it can be a great thing, and it can hold me back. So for sure.
I want to talk about different examples of people and these situations, because I know for me, when I was really trying to understand the difference between passion and purpose, hearing like what people were going through, that kind of helped jog my memory. So the first person I think of is Jesse Perry. And sorry, Jesse, if you're listening, I'm calling you out. But I think she talked about this probably in one of our past episodes a little bit. But we were talking about the same thing last night, because she, like us, has been so tied to fitness. And she finally just decided, like, gosh, like, my heart's just not in it anymore. And it feels not forced, but like there were certain aspects of fitness and teaching.
Yeah, I want to interrupt you here just a second and say that I think it's when you are so passionate about something and then it wears off, I think that's when it feels forced, because you're like trying to be that version of yourself, but it's just not there anymore. So you are kind of forcing it. So I totally get her there, but go on.
Long story short, I think she got kind of burnout. Like she got, like she was again trying to keep up with this, and just like it, her purpose wasn't there. So she got burnout, right? Because she was losing that connection there. So she took some time off, like did a lot of working on her and just letting herself be and enjoy life and not get so caught up in this, which I think a lot of us in the, you know, into goals, and we're always thinking about it, right? So giving yourself permission to just chill out and be present, it led her to realize, okay, well, my purpose is just, I want to help others be a little bit better. I want their life to be a little bit easier. And so what am I interested in? Okay, I'm interested in still a little bit of fitness, but I'm also interested in my faith. And I'm also interested in home design and maybe like learning more about interior decorating. So what if I just created this, you know, Instagram or, you know, website or just side hustle, or just maybe this is just what I do, is where I incorporate all those things, but my purpose is just helping make people's life easier and better in any of these aspects.
Yeah, I love that. And then she can just morph into this new version of ourselves. And it makes me think about the fact that we're in our 20s. I mean, I am 29 now, so I'm almost not in my 20s. But like, she was super interested in fitness for a couple years, you know, ages 22 to 24, whatever it is. And now she evolves. And so I think if you're listening to this, and no matter what your age is, because that's going to happen in our 30s, it's going to happen in our 40s, I just know it. So knowing that, like, whatever you thought you were going to be like forever, that's probably not quite the case. So I have a great example of this too. Friend of mine from college that I recently reconnected with, we were talking about jobs and blah, blah, blah. And she had told me she was a wedding planner, and it was a full-time job, but a lot of it was on the weekends, duh. And it was just like 100% hustle. Just she worked so many hours a week and she wasn't loving it. So she went part-time and started also working at a fitness studio, and then does something else. I think both two wedding planner type things that are part-time, and then also works at a bar studio. And she was explaining it to me and was like, oh, it's kind of weird. I know I have like three part-time jobs. And I'm like, dude, you were speaking my language, because she like loves it right now. She said it's a lot, but like she's just totally in one of those spots where like everything's kind of aligned. And I like kind of walked away from our conversation thinking like, that's really awesome that she took a step outside of her comfort zone, because leaving a full-time job is a big deal. And it's something that you work up to like your whole life. And so to be walking away from that because it doesn't fit, I think is awesome. So yeah, that I think it's another great example, is just because it might look or seem confusing to the outside world, that probably means you're doing something right.
For sure. I think that takes a lot of courage, but it sounds like her purpose was aligned in all those different interests. So again, there goes that theme of like, that's how you find joy, and that's where you don't get burnout. If you're doing things that are just, you're doing it because you tell yourself you're passionate about it, you will get burnout.
Right. And then I have another example of this is maybe your job, you think like your job has to be like your passion and your purpose and like, because that's where you spend a lot of your time. So you think of like, what's the ideal career? Where is my career going? Where, what kind of job, what's my next job move or whatever. But I think sometimes it's okay. And this is huge for me to say, but I think it's okay if like your job is just a paycheck, because it could be that your home life or your side hustle, that's where like your passion is and that's where your purpose is. So your real full-time job is just like that thing that makes you money so that you can go fulfill your purpose and your passion outside of those working hours. Before, I would have been like, no, you're wasting so much time. Quit the day job, like that kind of thing. But I think there's a season where that really makes sense.
One thing I love about my current role is that my boss is really good about helping people feel more fulfilled in the role that they have. And so she's allowed me to match up more of my passion and my purpose of fitness, right? Because I do all nutrition all day, every day, which I love, but it's missing that fitness piece, which for me is another one of my major things I'm passionate about. And so she's allowed me to, she's recognized that and allowing me to start incorporating more of that, because like I think that's a sign of a really good leader, right? Is they identify what people are, you know, interested in, and they help them integrate that, right? Because it's better for them, it's better for me, because I'm gonna feel hopefully more fulfilled from that job because it's pulling out more of my purpose.
Yeah, and if you're really passionate about fitness like you are, then you can bring something fresh to the table.
Right. So if you're listening to this and you work with a team, help others kind of identify what is their purpose? Like what, or maybe for yourself, you know, well, what is it about that job that just brings you a paycheck? I mean, see if you can connect some sort of purpose. So maybe getting the paycheck is to help you pay off your student loans so that you can go full time with that side hustle. Like if you stay focused on that, like it's not your passion, but it's helping you fulfill your purpose so that eventually you can tie the two. It's going to make your life and your focus a little bit easier.
Yeah, totally. And I think there's a lot of opportunities at a full-time job that people could start to pull in like more of like what they're really interested in, and maybe even make, like you said, like make their own role. Like that would be ideal almost. All right. So let's end this episode with some tips. Katie, you give a tip about how to find your passion, or how to identify, not find, identify your passion. And then I'll give a tip on how to uncover your purpose.
I think first right there, we have to change our saying, and we are guilty of it. We would do it this whole time. Take away the word your passion, like a passion, and think of it as one of my passions or something I'm interested in. So if, you know, pick an area of your life, or maybe it's just all areas of your life, just keep trying new things. If it's, you just haven't found your thing, but also remove the pressure that it has to be one thing. Keep trying different things. Sometimes that passion evolves, right? You may not be in love with something the first time you try it, but see what it is about those certain situations, the people, the outcomes that motivate you and get you fired up.
Yeah, and a couple questions to think about if you're still having a hard time identifying one of your passions is, what do you like to read about? What do you like to talk to people about at parties? What do you watch on the weekends? What are you Google searching all the time right now? Like those are some questions to see like what you're really interested in right now.
Exactly. So what are your tips for finding your purpose?
I think a lot of times a lot of our purposes is to help other people because we want to live outside of ourselves. We want to make an impact, like I said. So one of the biggest mistakes that I made, and therefore my tip, is that go out and network with people. I spent so much time behind the scenes creating something that I thought people would want instead of networking and being vulnerable and putting myself out there and connecting with people. I think I've said those words like 400 times, but that is, I really mean that. Like, and what I mean by that is, when you think of networking, I always think of like going to some like really awkward live event. No, that doesn't have to be the case. You can easily network on Facebook. You can easily, like, there are so many great Facebook groups out there where you can go in and see a bunch of other people in their 20s and 30s that are entrepreneurs and trying to start online businesses and have a lot of the same goals, to be honest. So if you can network and connect and be a real person to those people, then you can start to create your own little, like, online community of people that are cheering you on, and also people that you can help.
I love that. And it'll just go to show you that whatever it is you're looking for, it doesn't have to be earth-shattering. Take off the pressure. It's going to be something simple, and it's probably right under, what did they say, tip of your tongue, right under your nose. Like, it's right there. It's just taking a step back. Before we wrap up this episode, Lauren, what's something that you are really passionate about right now that we know the difference?
I'm really passionate about being a female business owner. I love that, like, world in that, and also being, like, a mom business owner. I love that. What about you?
I think the more I work one-on-one with nutrition clients, the more I'm getting interested and passionate about motivational interviewing. So it's a type of skill that you can use with, like, counseling. So that's my passion, is just trying to get better at that. So that's, like, a lot of the things I listen to, a lot of the books I read, articles. Like, my downtime I find at work is spent learning more about that. And my goal is to connect that to my purpose, right, of helping others, helping women with, you know, get rid of the number on the scale and just feel better mentally, physically, emotionally, all that good stuff, by using that skill to tie that in with my purpose.
We should do a episode of you talking more about motivational interviewing, because I want to know more about it.
I mean, I think it's really interesting, obviously, passionate.
Well, then we will too, because your passion will just bleed through. Okay, well, that is it for this episode. I can't believe it's 93. I mean, we are getting awfully close to 100, but that is for another episode. Let us know what you think. Give us all the feedback that you have. Write us a review on iTunes. You know we love it when we see those new reviews pop up. And that is it for today. So we will talk to you very soon. Bye.
Bye.